We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Big day, big day. A big night. In Detroit. As the Steelers make the 20th pick in the draft, we're obviously going to spend the majority of the show on that. Who did I see is making the... Cam Hayward is going to step to the podium and announce the first pick. There seems to be a consensus out there among mock drafters, certainly in Jerry Dulac's story. So we have all kinds of treats. We have guests. We have a Steelers draft quiz show. We have trivia. We have all kinds of stuff today, but first we have to deal with something. Something happened here yesterday. And if you were listening or have since seen social media, you've seen it. We broke down. I broke down. Paul broke down and puked during the show. Dan Zangrilli was an observer, so we have a bit of a reunion coming in. I noticed that Dan was in the building. City Limits stoked the fires with some choice clips that he played. Dan, have you recovered from what happened yesterday?
No, but I'm here to accept my formal apology from the two of you.
For what?
I don't know what happened.
What are we
still
apologizing for?
Did you watch it when you got, when you guys went home? Yeah. I watched it and cried.
Yeah, I was laughing so hard.
It was pretty good.
It was very much, like I said, either the best segment in radio history or the worst. I couldn't figure out which one.
Leaning to number two. Slightly. Leaning slightly to two.
One of my last images of the day is Paul leaving the studio with a trash bag slung over his shoulder because Pony apparently has a reaction to people puking. So he made Paul or asked Paul to take the bag with him. Is that the way that went down?
Yeah, so I took the bag and I threw it in one of the larger garbage cans down the hallway.
Like a vagabond, he threw it over his shoulder as if he was trying to hop on a boxcar.
That's exactly what it looked like.
To get to the next state.
He was a runaway.
He was a stowaway.
And I think the underrated award goes to our friend City Limits, who has, by the way, an unbelievable haircut today.
Yep.
Has everybody noticed that? Kabali christened him Jimmy Neutron, which is amazing.
I don't know if that's a compliment or a detriment to the haircut.
Amazing. What a call. Paul, good call, bad call?
I think it's a really good call. Look at him. Look at him.
We got to take a photo of him and put it out on social media.
By the way,
you each get a guess on how much Neutron weighs. How much do you think?
A Neutron?
This guy.
Oh.
City Limits.
Yeah, he's 138 and a half.
Paul?
150.
Right in the middle, about 145.
Wow.
Probably on the lighter side of 145.
Okay.
The last time I weighed 145 was probably sixth grade, maybe seventh grade, maybe. If not younger.
Sophomore year of high school.
Paul, last time you weighed 145?
You were six.
Wow.
Born?
Yeah.
Maybe about ninth grade. No, I probably at ninth or tenth grade. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy is incredible.
Yeah, something like that. Probably ninth and tenth grade.
So I think as a way of sort of letting this come full circle, perhaps, I don't know, an exorcism of sorts.
We need closure.
Closure.
We need closure.
Yeah, that's what I need. Let's just play it, just the final part one more time, Paul.
Okay.
So for those who weren't aware, Dan came in here innocently to do a Pirates segment yesterday at about 1:20, and we started talking for the second week in a row. I started talking about Ron Cook's back hair, and so it went south from there. Then we went away for a break. We came back, and the tone had already been set. Paul and I sang a pirate song, Buckos Go All the Way. Things were going south, and then we're just starting to get back on the rails here. Okay, we're just starting to get back on the rails when I asked Dan about Skeens, which was our topic, and it seemed like things were settling down, and then all of a sudden they weren't, and then City Limits came in with the Bob Pompiani clip and with a Paul clip, and then you'll hear Paul go over to the garbage can. So let's pick it up where we thought, Paul, we thought.
Go ahead.
It's like Bob Locke with a cough button.
Where's it at?
It's right here.
Where's that's why God 10? Invented the cough button, where's Paul.
It says cough, the one that says cough on it. C-O-U-G-H. No, don't dump us.
Yeah.
It's just, you can turn your mic
off. Well, it's too late now. You're done coughing, right?
Yeah.
Maybe for next time.
Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
So this is, again, apparently where I honestly thought, as the one sitting in this chair who's semi-responsible for where things go, I thought, all right, we got to get this back on the rails. Let me just ask Dan a normal question. And this is what happened. Okay. When are we going to see him? When should we see him?
Skeens. May 10th.
Really?
Specific date.
That's the earliest I've heard.
I think. Just because it kind of gives him three more times through the rotation. I like the idea of it being at home. I think that's going to be a factor. And I think he would be on turn that Friday, May 10th. I'm assuming that's correct. And you could pitch him twice throughout the course of the 10 days. Is that correct? Yes, maybe.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you okay?
Oh, boy.
What's wrong?
Oh, my goodness. Well, keep going.
What happened? Is this a prank?
No, we just keep talking about Skeens.
Why?
We'll get to you in a minute.
I haven't seen. What's going on?
I don't know. I'm having a laughing attack.
You are.
As well, Dan.
You've lost your mind.
This whole thing.
What have I done to you?
Nothing. You're doing great. You're fantastic.
Did a great job.
Now I'm becoming self-conscious. Is it my back hair?
You've done a great job. Keep talking about Skeens.
Is it my back hair?
You dog,
yeah,
you.
Joey, it took about 5 or 6 weeks, but we finally just had our moment where the whole thing just blew up and we went way off the rails.
Hey, Paul.
So confused. I'm just laughing now because everybody else is laughing. Joe, you've been paralyzed. You're bent over at the waist.
My stomach hurts. I apologize for all this. It's like having someone over for a dinner party and everything burns and, like, you know, the dog attacks every. I'm sorry.
I need to. I mean, Austin is not helping. We need water, not
gasoline. I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, did he just throw up?
So
I think this is the point where Paul upchucked.
You just went over to the garbage
can.
I'm
so embarrassed to introduce you to my family here. This is horrible.
Did you just see Zicey went over to the garbage can, bent over the waist, and it sounded terrible. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Mm. Oh.
Wow.
I don't think I've recovered yet. Paul, did you? How's your stomach today? Can you turn on this mic?
Yeah, it's okay.
His mic or his cough button.
Yeah, exactly. It's okay. Hopefully we'll not have another laughing spell like that because it, like, stirs up a whole lot of stuff in my stomach.
Apparently so.
Yes.
Is this something that we need to be concerned about, by the way?
I'm
because
just saying, you know.
Bigger picture.
Yeah, sometimes they get an adrenaline, and, you know, that adrenaline stirs up my stomach. That's all.
Oh, all right.
Luckily, I did it in the garbage can and not, like, all
that
over
was very
it.
Responsive. It was very and the best part of the video is you realizing what was happening and throwing off your headphones and moving over to the garbage can.
Hitting the eject button.
It was quite a moment. Well, yeah. Dan,
all the
I
best
don't know
to
what
you.
To tell you now. All the best to you as well.
Yes. Lots of luck.
Any final thoughts as we get into the NFL draft?
I mean, spent a lot of time with Zach Frazier down in West Virginia.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
Well, why don't you stick around and tell us about that for a moment?
I've got to go.
Because
you have to work. No.
No, what time do you have to work?
No, I'm good.
Just give us a quick Zach Frazier summation, because I'll tell you right off the top, my perfect draft, I put a lot of thought into this. My perfect draft is you trade for Ayuk at 20 then trade up and take Zach Frazier in the second round. And he's definitely one of the three centers that everybody's talking about with Barton and Jackson Powers Johnson.
There are people that were, and this was a while ago because I left before his final 2 years at West Virginia, but he was coming in as a freshman starting. Really good A-plus kid, already married. He like builds furniture and stuff in the offseason, just a really introspective kind of guy. But people that have played with and knew very well Mike Webster from a playing capacity think that that's who he reminds them of.
Mentality-wise and playing-wise.
And even to an extent, the build and just the athleticism and just how he, all the movements. And he's not a huge guy.
Yeah.
Relatively speaking, but yeah. Some people believe that there's some Mike Webster in there.
Very interesting.
Mike Webster? Wow.
Thank you, Dan.
That's high praise.
It is.
You want to say goodbye to Dan, Paul?
Bye, Dan.
By the way, look at the size of this Zeiss wallet.
Zeiss's wallet looks like a double cheeseburger. Have you seen this thing?
It's unbelievable.
Limits? I've never seen a man carry a wallet around.
For those
like
watching
that
at home, look at this.
Wow. It's incredible.
They got layers
Paul,
of mayo.
What do you have
and
in there?
It has a zipper on it.
Yeah, it has a zipper that broke. Because
you might as well just bring in a filing cabinet.
It has a zipper that just broke. Hey, and look, unlike usually, actually there's money in it. Okay, but my point is usually there's no money in it.
But what else, Paul? Like, I carry cards.
I have about seven of these these Rivers rewards cards.
That's what does it, the Rivers rewards cards.
I always lose them, and then I have to find, then I go down there, and they give me a new one, and then I find that, so there's that. There's all kinds of other stuff. There's credit cards that don't work. There's health insurance cards that probably are 5 years old. You know what I mean?
There's like a packet of saltines in there as well, perhaps.
Everything. There's all kinds of
carton
stuff.
Carton of milk. Mm. Thank you, Dan.
I'm just happy. I'm just happy that
glad
I found
to
money.
Escape.
I'm just happy I found cash in there.
See you, buddy. All right.
Yes.
Here we go. Let's take off on the draft, Paul. Are you ready?
Yes. Absolutely.
Neutron, you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Boy, is that tempting. But I'm going to go back to City Limits because that is really stuck.
The people love it.
Yeah. I think they do.
People's champion, City Limits.
So Jerry Dulac today writing about this, that a lot of people over at the Steelers are quite enamored with Graham Barton. Some believe he's a generational type talent at that position, which would be center, which he hasn't played since he was a freshman, but he was an to me, the thing that jumps out there is not that he hasn't played the position in a while. It's that as a freshman, he walked in and was all conference. 6'5", 313. And like I said, Dulac believes there are some people over there, use the word generational, the Quentin Nelson of centers, if you will, Nelson being the great guard. And even Jerry says that's an extreme projection and perhaps a bit of hyperbole, but it nonetheless points to the regard the Steelers have for 20. Paul, let me just throw in this. I looked at bunches and bunches of mock drafts today. I looked at the most accurate mock drafts from last year, and the consensus, and people pool these drafts. The consensus is that the Steelers will take Barton for whatever that's worth. And people who were quite accurate at doing this last year, Sean Green from the Sports Gambling Network, had a great mock draft last year, has them taking Graham Barton. Walter Cherepinski from Walter Football has them taking Graham Barton. Some other people, the second most popular pick was Brian Thomas Jr. So add it all up, and you know what? If they took Barton, I wouldn't hate it. In fact, I'd probably like it. Well, it's not my ideal pick, but I wouldn't mind it.
I'm trying to find – I have a mock draft right here that doesn't even have –
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sam Barton. What am I missing here?
In the first round, they don't have him?
Yeah.
Holy horse milk.
Yeah. That's why I was, confused here. Here we go. Final mock draft.
Whose mock draft is it?
This is CBS. I'll tell you. Hang on. What is going on here now? This thing is... There we go. You know, like when you have these pop-up, all of these, like... All of these, you know, but the CBS, okay? Caleb Williams, J.J. McCarthy, Marvin Harrison, third. Drake May, fourth. Joe Alt, Jared Verse, Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers, Byron Murphy, Dallas Turner, Rome Odunze, Michael Penix Jr., Brock Bowers.
What is going on here?
Riecho Leto, J.C. Latham, 16th pick is Peyton Wilson, Chop Robinson at 17, 18th, Brian Thomas Jr., who you just mentioned, at 18, which means he wouldn't be there when the Steelers pick.
Right.
Adonai Mitchell. Quinyon Mitchell is who they have the Steelers taking. A cornerback from Toledo.
Yeah.
Then they got Xavier Worthy, Amarius Mims, Nate Wiggins, Bo Nix, Malachi Corley, Troy Fontenot.
Why is he reading an entire first round of a
because
mock
I'm
draft?
Telling you that he's not even listed in the first round. I'm just trying to.
I didn't need the proof, for God's sake.
Well, I was doing it for me more than you because I make sure I wasn't missing something. I'm like, this guy is not listed on this guy's mock draft first round. Now, that doesn't mean he's not a first round pick. That doesn't mean that he's not necessarily going to be a first round pick.
Are you buying Dulac's piece? Because, you know, we see sometimes sources at the Steelers will tell you exactly what they're thinking. Sometimes they'll throw little smoke screens out there like they did with, hey, we're not taking Pickett. Tomlin doesn't want Pickett. But they did take Pickett. This one, I believe. I believe this one. I think sometimes it's the obvious call, and I think if he's available and they don't make a trade there for a receiver, that I think they're going to take Graham Barton, Paul. I do. I believe Dulac is locked in over there.
Do you know the number one knock on him?
That he didn't play center the last that 3 years?
It's Kenny Pickett Jr., sort of.
Small hands?
Arms are shorter than NFL standard position.
What? We have to deal with this again, Neutron? Yes. He's got small arms?
He's got small arms or shorter.
Small hands.
How could he have small arms when he's 6'5", 313?
They're shorter than the NFL standard for his position.
Oh, well.
Yes.
We're going to have to live with that.
This is always the stuff that you and I love when these guys say, needs to guard against lunging as a second-level blocker.
Yeah, I don't want to see it. If I see lunging early, I'm going to label him a bust. But I like this. I do. I like the idea of it. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I've watched all of Graham Barton's tape, but I trust certain people, and I haven't really heard many, other than the short arm thing that I just heard, anything bad about this guy. Like, he's been dominant at a couple of different positions. They desperately need a center. Sometimes it's the pick is just so obvious that you think it can't happen, but here I think it will. I think if he's on the board, they take him, and I wouldn't have an issue with it at all. How about you?
No, I mean, again, I think one of the things is there are a couple of positions we know they need to fill. So to me, go get the guy who's the best player at one of your need positions. Center is one of them. Tackle is one of them. Receiver is one of them.
It's kind of like a game show in that if they decide to go for, like, if Latham slips to them, right?
Right.
Or what if a Brock Bowers powers through the top 19 reason?
So someone actually asked that question in my mailbag yesterday.
About Bowers?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I made it the first question because it was a little different than – all the Steeler headlines we've had all week. So, when you do your mailbag, I don't know about you, but I try and get it something that is going to be a little different headline than, you know. The, and I had a number of people say, no.
They said no to that.
Yes.
Huh? That's you mean no, they don't want it, or no, it could never happen?
No, they don't. They don't want them.
They don't want it. Well, either way.
With the first pick. I mean, obviously, they would want them, but the consensus is that's not a position enough of need.
But receiver sure is, and that's basically what he is what I would say. I don't think he's going to slip. But what I mean by game show, it's like deal or no deal.
Right.
And a lot of other game shows where the whole idea is, do I want to settle for what I have now, which is very nice, or do I want to go for broke?
Let's make a deal.
So if Latham is there, if Bauer slipped, if somebody else, if you can get a tackle there, or Brian Thomas, a receiver, if you think you can do that and then still get one of those three centers, Paul, you can still trade up in the second round.
Right.
That's a big risk, but that's the game and show thing. I wouldn't mind that.
And that's what it seems like they're building up to, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it seems like what they did last year.
It seems
where nobody thought they would get Porter and Broderick Jones,
right.
And they played that very well.
Now, the biggest thing about that is They had that extra pick.
Right, they had the 33rd pick.
It was 32nd or 33rd or whatever it was, yeah. So they were able to, you know, basically get a first rounder in the second round.
Right, they'd have to trade up to about that spot this year.
Right.
Probably top 35, 34.
And so I think that trading up might cost them a first round pick from next year's draft.
Do you agree with me, both you guys, that the ideal scenario tonight is for Cam Hayward to step to that podium and say the Pittsburgh Steelers have made a trade with the San Francisco 49ers? They've acquired Brandon Ayuk. It's the Niners pick. So you get Ayuk there, and then you trade up and get Zach Frazier. That, to me, is my dream scenario. What about you guys?
Ayuk and Frazier? No tackle.
No tackle.
Okay.
Third round tackle.
All right.
Find a tackle.
Here's the thing. If you end up with Ayuk and a center in your first two, you know, that's basically through two rounds, you have Ayuk and a center.
Yeah.
Then it's a success because those are two positions of the three that we're talking about.
And you have a proven star, high impact player, whatever you want to call Ayuk. You have that knowledge already.
No, I'd rather draft a tackle, draft Zach Frazier in the second round. If you have to move up, you move up, and then trade one of your thirds for Courtland Sutton. And then maybe you find a way to get a deal done with Tyler Boyd. Boom, there's your receiver room.
What are they saying about Courtland Sutton, what it will take to get him? Can you get him for that low of a pick? City limits?
We're going to find out.
Seriously, let me know if you find that. I haven't seen what the projection is for that. Paul, what I mean sometimes about these offensive linemen, too, this guy who started for the Rams in the Super Bowl, Brian Allen, he's only 28 years old. He was a fourth-round pick by the Rams out of Michigan State. He started pretty much the whole season the year the Rams won the Super Bowl. He was a Pro Bowl alternate. That caused them, and they're pretty smart, to give him a three-year extension in 22. Then he got hurt, thumb, knee, something. Yeah. And then last year they had a younger guy come in. Nobody signed him. So whether it's him or one of these veteran tackles, and I always use the Flozell Adams example from the 1 year with the Steelers.
Right.
I feel like one position on the line, if need be, I could fill in. If that meant that I could get.
And weird, but some linemen seems to be the one position where certain guys thrive in certain places and struggle in others, depending on the scheme. You find the right lineman that fits in your scheme.
Yeah.
Even if they weren't good where they came from, if they fit what, you know what I'm saying? And I think the ultimate example is the guy that was from here, Kevin Dotson.
Exactly.
It was a total bust, or whatever you want to call it. He was basically a bust, right? And he goes, where'd he go to the Rams, right? Or was it the Rams?
The Rams.
Yeah, the Rams. And he's basically an all pro. He's one of the best, you know, and so my thing is, it can happen, so I agree with you. I wouldn't care if it was Ayuk in a center or Ayuk in a tackle, but they got to fill one of those two offensive line positions in their first two picks and a receiver as well.
Now, Ayuk, the price for him is going to be something, man, because St. Brown put, you know, readjusted the market to where now it's up around 30. And with Ayuk, I think they're talking $28 million a year. That's what Rappaport said yesterday. Over the first 3 years, wow, an average of 28. That's a lot of money. Yeah, but they were paying Deontay 18. They were paying him $18 million a year. Yeah. So an extra $10 million when the cap went up by as much as it went up, I'm all right with it. You get a guy in his prime.
Right. What did they just give the kid from the Vikings yet? Or was it who, yesterday?
Well, the Lions.
Amon-Ra.
The Lions, yeah. Yeah. The Lions. What did they just give him?
About $30 million a year.
Four years and 120.
Something like that. That's what the market is, Joe.
I know.
And I think one of the things people are really starting to figure out is that receivers, they changed the game.
They sure did.
Are worth a lot more money.
Yeah.
Because
it's the chunk plays.
Yeah, exactly.
This guy gets lots of them.
That's what I mean. Those chunk plays really changed the game. The ability to score quickly, the ability to flip the field quickly, you know what I mean? That changes everything about how you can approach your offense. So that's why those guys are making a lot of money now.
Even Devontae Smith, $28 million, I think, over the first 3 years. That's the comparison Rappaport used. And, of course, the Steelers announced or news broke yesterday that they restructured Highsmith and freed up money.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.